Center Wellington officials say the community's appetite for ice time has officially outgrown the available rink space, and new rules to manage the crunch are being proposed. A new report shows the township's three ice pads are operating at about 99% capacity, with demand from hockey, skating, ringette, and other groups continuing to climb. Staff say that leaves virtually no flexibility to add programs or expand existing ones, a concern raised directly by local user groups during consultations. To address the pressure, the Healthy Communities Advisory Committee has proposed a dedicated ice allocation policy, separating ice scheduling from other recreation facilities like gyms, fields, and halls. Officials say ice has unique challenges, high demand, limited supply, and complex scheduling that can no longer be managed under one general policy. The new approach would replace older, more technical formulas with what's called a standards of play model. Ice times would be assigned based on factors like the number of teams, participants, and sport-specific needs, with priority given to tournaments, local minor sports groups, and then major and adult organizations. Township-run public programs and other users would follow. The policy also formally recognizes a key reality: demand exceeds supply. That means no new user groups can be accommodated unless additional ice capacity is built or current demand decreases. To improve planning and transparency, a new spring application process would be introduced, and allocation schedules would be refined based on feedback from sports organizations. Township officials say the updated policy is meant to create a clearer, fairer system while they continue looking at long-term solutions to the ice shortage. The report will officially be presented at an upcoming Center Wellington Council meeting. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.